Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Possessing your promised land. And we're talking about possessing our full span of life. Life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Once again, turn with me to the 91st for our golden text. We begin reading with the 14th verse. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Somebody should praise the Lord. With long life. Long life. And then, in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 3rd verse, the Lord said, who said it?
Lord.
Who said it?
Lord.
The Lord said. Praise God. My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. His days shall be 120 years. Now turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 25th verse, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he, your angel, shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. The number of your days I will fulfill. Now, always remember this. In the Bible, the first mention of a thing always carries that same authority and that same statement throughout the rest of the word. So in the very beginning, in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 3rd verse, the days of man shall be 120 years. So when he says, I will see to it that the length of your days is fulfilled, he's talking about 120 years. Because he's already said that's your lifespan. He's already said that. So once he's already said it, then it is in his covenant forever. Always bear in mind that the written word is covenant words. These are God's statements, God's promises, God's will. What he has said in his covenant word is his will. So now let's stop and think a moment. We know as you flow from the book of Genesis, Exodus, then you come to the book of Leviticus, and he begins to talk about certain foods, right? Now, why then would God bring up those foods and say, eat this, but don't eat that. Do this, but don't do that. That's based on your living 120 years.
Yes,
It's so simple. It is so simple. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And as I said yesterday evening, it doesn't matter what any man says about long life. It's what God says about long life that counts. Now, once again, I remind you, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30, and let's look at this marvelous writing. This is God speaking. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you life, life, life. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. The blessing goes with the life. The cursing comes with the death. The blessing is the life. Jesus is the great blessing of the church. Hallelujah. The blessing of the whole world. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. He is life. He is our life. He said, the devil comes but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, have it to the full until it overflows. Hallelujah. Good, overflowing life. Praise God forevermore. Oh, praise God forevermore. Blessed, overflowing life, a life worth living all the way through old age until death. I like to say it like this, all the way through old age to departure. You're a born-again child of God. You've done all the dying you're ever going to do. Did you hear what I said? You've done all the dying you're ever going to do. Glory to God. You died the day you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You died to sin, you died to sickness, and you were made alive to life. And when you comes time, you don't die, you just depart. You just depart. And then they're gonna get a large box and they're gonna put you in the box? No. No. You won't be there. You will be with Christ Jesus. Nothing but your old 120-year-old body will be in that box. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, don't you love him this morning? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Choose life that you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord thy God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave unto him, for he is thy life. Jesus is your life. Jesus is my life. He is your life. And the length of your days that thou mayest dwell in the land. Now, when he says the length of your days, he's referring to Genesis 6:3. Yes, that's what he's talking about. The length of your days is 120 years. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That you may dwell in the land, and listen, which the Lord swore. That's a covenant statement. The Lord swore a blood-backed oath unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. Glory to God. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, let's go. We'll read a few verses here that we talked about last night. Matthew 12:37. about our words. Matthew 12, "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Glory to God. Words. Words. Spoken words are the most powerful thing on the earth. Words give life. Words bring death. The power of death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. So to choose life, you have to choose life words. What are life words? Life words are faith-filled words. You can fill your words with fear, and you draw that death, you draw those things to yourself. Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the flu. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid it's gonna kill me. Oh, glory to God, I glorify God, but I'm so afraid. I'm just worried sick. I'm worried to death. I'm just scared to death. I'm afraid to go. I'm afraid not to go. Oh, woe is me. No, turn it around. Glory to God, I have no fear of sickness and disease because of the blood of the Lamb. I have no fear of lack. I have no fear of poverty. Poverty is under the curse. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law by Christ Jesus Himself, that the blessing of Abraham might come on me, that the blessing of Abraham might come on my family. I'm the offspring of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. What belongs to God belongs to me, and what belongs to me belongs to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise and thank you, sir. We praise and worship you. Now then, let's review once again the 103rd Psalm. And then I want to go to the 145th Psalm, if you want to go ahead and look that up. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. You have benefits. You have benefits. Forgives all thine iniquities, healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Thy youth is renewed, glory to God, like the eagles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now then, let's go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Give the Lord a praise. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. What a wonderful chapter. I wish we had time to go verse by verse and study the whole thing. The fifth verse. You are all the children of light, the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But let us who are of the day be sober. Listen, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Now, this is the way you live it. This is the way you receive your healing and you stay healed. This is the way you live in divine health. You just don't get sick in the first place. And you live out, I mean, somebody asked in our ministry, she said, well, Brother Copeland, if I don't ever get sick, how am I ever gonna die? Well, now bless her heart, she was concerned about this. The Jews laid out very capably 900 different ways to die. The 901st way to die in the Jewish culture is called the kiss of God. When you're in good health, you're 120 years old, glory to God, and God just says, come on home, baby. Oh, just come on home, baby. Just come on home, little child. Hallelujah. And you just say, glory to God, and this old body just falls and you're gone. Just, you know, it, hey, you're just out of here. Glory. I believe the Lord's coming in our lifetime. And won't that be wonderful? You're just standing there one day and that horn blows. Ah! Goodbye, world. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Now then, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we're awake or asleep, we should live together with him. You're living with him right now. Well, why don't, whether you're asleep, whether you're awake, I mean, all the time, 24 hours a day, we live with him because he's living in us. We walk with him. He walks in us. He said, I'll live in you. I'll walk in you. I will be your God and you'll be my people. Glory to God. Life himself is living within us. Now then, let's look. Turn now over. Now this is it. Verse 15. See that none render evil for evil to any man. Never, ever retaliate. You respond to God instead of reacting to the devil in people. No. Never do that. Never, ever do that. But ever follow that which is good. Why? Because God is good. God is good to you. God is good to all, the 145th Psalm says. Both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Rather than grieve, I count it all joy when I fall into different tests and trials. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. No, I'm not giving thanks for the trial and the test. God's not the one trying and testing me. I'm not giving thanks for that. I'm giving thanks for the victory that overcomes the trial and the test. And I give thanks. Glory to God, I give thanks. I give thanks. Quench not the spirit. How do you quench the spirit? When someone begins to speak by the Spirit of God, don't just automatically begin to judge what that person says. Do you remember Jesus was standing there preaching and he said, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And they thought, this man blasphemes. But the Bible said the power of God was in the room to heal them all. But they didn't get anything. Why? They quenched the spirit where they were concerned. Do you get that? Do you see that? They quenched the Spirit. They grieved the Spirit of God because He was there to heal them as well as this one man that came through the roof. Don't quench the Spirit by being judgmental. Well, Lord, I didn't mean to judge them. Listen, the Scripture says, judge yourself. Not condemn yourself. Judge yourself and you'll not be judged. Judge yourself. It's condemnation. Oh, I'm just such a bad person. No, no, hush that. You're not a bad person. You are in the likeness of God. You've made mistakes, yes. Well, so repent and believe that part of your covenant, that when you repent, He is faithful and just to forgive you that sin and cleanse you completely of that unrighteousness. Glory to God. And so you just begin to prove all things. Despise not prophesyings. Hold fast to that which is good. Hold fast to the good. Hold fast to the good. Hold fast to the good. Well, did you hear what old sister so-and-so did? No, and I don't want to hear it, so shut up. I don't want to hear that. I want to hold fast to the good. I want to hold fast to the good. Amen. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that. Well, why, Brother Copeland? She's my sister. I don't want to hear bad things on my family. You're my family. You're my family. You are part of the body of Christ. And I refuse to say anything about his head, and therefore I refuse to say anything bad about his body. I won't do it. No, no. Nope, not going to do that. We're talking about staying healed. Abstain, that means don't do it. That means resist it. From all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y. Whole. Being made whole. Being made complete. Being made whole. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, your whole soul, your whole body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen now. Faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it. He will do it. He will do it. I said he will do it. He will do it. He will see to it that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in your spirit. Nothing missing, nothing broken in your mind, your will, and your emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken in this body.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
People may say that sickness is inevitable, that it's only a matter of time. But when it comes to your health, it is not about what people say. It's about what God says. In Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland teaches that it really is God's will for you to be healed. God's unconditional love for you holds the power to bring you to complete wholeness and victory. Faith to be Made Whole, available on MP3 or DVD, walks you through Jesus' healing ministry to discover the unchanging will of God for healing, deliverance, and wholeness. God's promise of health is true for you, and God never breaks His promises. Learn how to increase your faith momentum and see the will of God for your healing come true in your life. Find out how you can believe and trust in God's love for you and have faith to be made whole.
Order Faith to be Made Whole, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these informative messages, you'll understand that it's God's desire for you to be healed and whole. Put your faith into action to receive all that the Lord has provided for you. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today, Brother Copeland shared about living life abundantly, to overflowing, with nothing missing and nothing broken. That's what a life worth living looks like. He made it plain and simple. The blessing comes with life and the curse with death. Now, we have a gift that we want to give to you to help you continue to grow in building your faith for healing. Faith to be made whole. It's a teaching series by Brother Copeland. Build your confidence with the word concerning your healing. You call yourself healed and well. Declare that healing belongs to you. Healing is part of your covenant. So use this teaching series to keep your mind on the Word and do what the Word says. Obedience is the key to receiving from God. To get your free series, go to kcm.org, and we want to give that to you and sow that into your life. Now, we have so many things that are going on in our lives that seem overwhelming, but you have somewhere to turn. If you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line. We have prayer ministers on staff who are licensed and trained in the Word of God. They'll pray scriptures in faith over you. Take hold of those promises and feed your faith. Let God's Word be the final authority in your life. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stand your ground. As Brother Copeland says, stay on the blessing side of life. There are prayer ministers in all of our international offices, so to contact the one nearest you, go to kcm.org for their information and their hours of operation. We'll see you again tomorrow. Brother Copeland continues his teaching on possessing your promised long life. Until then, remember this, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to kcm.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
God's glory is flooding our nation's capital during our 2021 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Come join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle and experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery. It all starts November 11th through 13th. We're in person and admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/events.